Chainsmokers and Coldplay, that's something just like this here on Beat 102 and 103. And don't forget that all this week, the Beat Fleet have teamed up with Three, promoting their Three Plus app. They're across the southeast playing Lucky Dip with prizes ranging from beach balls up to Elvery's vouchers, Easton vouchers. And one lucky dipper will draw tickets to their choice of gig at the Three Arena. So just listen in to Beat Drive to find out where they're going to be. And if you see them, make sure you ask them to have a go at the Three Plus Lucky Dip. That's the Beat Fleet out and about, teaming up with Three, promoting the Three Plus app here on Beat 102-103. Well, my next guest this morning is a multi-award winning musician and producer, and she's released a charity single in aid of Laura Lynn's Children's Hospice. Mia, aka Maria Fitzgerald, is from Wexford, and she's toured to sold out audiences in Australia, New Zealand and Europe. Her single is called Little Trip to Heaven, and she has an album being released on June 22nd of the same name, and she joins me on the phone this morning. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Ola. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. Will we call you Mia or Maria?
Mia is good. Everybody seems to call me Mia these days, so that's perfect.
Even your family?
Even my family. Well, they could call me other things too, Ola, but Mia mainly.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll play a little bit of your single in a few minutes.
Sure.
How would you describe your music?
Well, this album that I'm releasing shortly, and the single of the same title, it would be described really as vintage cool jazz. The album would be inspired by the glamour of old Hollywood and the grit of New York jazz. So it's old school music, although there are some surprising current artists like Tom Waits, Melody Gardot, and they're all done in this vintage cool jazz style.
Let's have a little listen to your single. It has a lovely intro to it while we're talking. It really does have that lovely feeling of a Sunday morning, so it fits in well with the Sunday grill this morning.
Great.
And as we said, all proceeds to this single go to the Laura Lynn Hospice. Let's have a quick listen.
A little trip to heaven on the wings of your love. Banana moon is shining. Like I'm in heaven when you're with me. I know that I'm in heaven when you smile.
That is Mia and Little Trip to Heaven, and it really is an old school sound, as you said.
Yeah.
Is that the sort of music that you loved growing up?
Do you know, it's I guess as a performer, my background really is in musical theatre. I trained in musical theatre in the Royal Academy of Music in London. But I grew up listening to this kind of music. My mother was in the show band years ago, and my grandfather was the most beautiful bass baritone. So I remember lots of rainy days sitting in watching old black and white movies with my granddad. So that sound has always, you know, it's always had a special place in my heart. And even one of the songs on the album it's an old Doris Day song. But my granddad used to also play the piano, and there was a particular waltz, Skater's Waltz it's called, that he used to play to me all of the time. And that I've in the musical arrangement of one of the songs, I've used that as the intro to the song and the outro of the song. So it's all kind of very much an affair of the heart for me. So it's the music I love singing. It's different to what I usually sing, but it's genuinely brought me a lot of joy doing this album. It's been a great experience.
And why have you decided to donate the proceeds to Little Trip to Heaven, the single, to Laura Lynn's Children's Hospice?
Well, I've known Laura Lynn's Children's Hospice for a few years now, and they actually, the hospice itself is literally just over the road from where I live in Dublin. I was involved at Christmas time, just gone, in a charity Christmas concert with the Irish tenor Paul Byram. And on the night, I met the founder of Laura Lynn, Jane McKenna, and I heard a lot of the stories about the hospice and about the children that go to the hospice and the families that go there. And it really just struck a chord with me. I just think that, especially when you're doing something, I obviously produced an album, which I love, and it's given me a lot of joy. I always feel that while trying to live an authentic life, which is what I do, I think it's always important to give back. And for me, the Children's Hospice, it's so important. They do such incredible work. And it's not, you know, Laura Lane isn't like a hospital. It's the hospice focuses on how a child can live with their condition. It's, you know, they provide palliative care to children with life-limiting conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, most importantly, they give the families belong to those children such great support. It's, you know, the hospice was founded by Jane McKenna and her husband, Brendan, when they lost their two daughters, sadly lost their two daughters within 2 years of each other. So they turned an absolutely terrible situation into something really great. So they used their experience and set about creating a hospice so that families who are going through what they went through actually have a beacon of hope to go to.
Yeah,
they have a place where they're cared for, they're supported, the children. And it's actually, it's a great place in the sense that it's not, you know, you would imagine the word hospice would be quite sad. Whereas Laura Lane is a place that's absolutely full of such joy.
Mm.
And the kids are all fantastic. They're such great little personalities. And as you know yourself, Children's Hospice Week was about a week ago. And it focused on all the kids, like they are heroes. So their slogan was "Be a Hero," and they're incredible kids. And for me to release a single really is to do two things: to obviously raise funds, but also to raise awareness of the charity, so that people know what Laura Lane is.
Brilliant. Well, it is Laura Lynn's, the Children's Hospice. You can get more details on what they do on lauralynn.ie. I do know there was a RTE television documentary a few years ago. And like you said, yeah. Mia, it was full of sadness, but it was also full of joy. It was really a lovely documentary.
Wonderful.
Your single, Mia, is Little Trip to Heaven. And as you said, the proceeds are going to Laura Lynn to do lots of different stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it costs $5.2 million to keep Laura Lynn's Children's Hospice open. And 3.5 million of that must be generated each year through fundraising. So, like, when you think about the children in Ireland that live with life-limiting conditions, there are approximately 3,840 children in Ireland that live with life-limiting conditions, and close to 700 of them need specialist care provided by Laura Lynn. So, you know, every little helps. So any charity donations, any charity events for Laura Lynn, it really does go a long way.
Okay, well, if people want to buy your single, it can be downloaded on iTunes, or you can go to your website, Mia. It's mia.ie to buy the CD. You must come in and talk to us when you're in the Southeast next.
I'd love to.
You're an actor, a singer and a producer, so we'd
like
to hear all those stories.
Oh, thank you, Orla. Thanks a million for having me on the show.
And
today.
Best of luck with that album launch, which is June 22nd and is also called A Little Trip to Heaven. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Orla. Take care.